company has worked with a British company, invested almost $10 million to create an online platform that is by teachers, for teachers, and for free. Most importantly, what this does is fills a void in which teachers are being asked to do more with less, and they need and want the resources, the tools to do their best. What's happened is that the recent Scholastic, Gates, and MetLife national surveys are showing that teachers overwhelmingly say they need more support and more resources to help their students succeed at the very time that austerity has actually cut those resources and cut that support, and at the very time that school systems across America are adopting more rigorous standards that will be more aligned with what kids need to know and do in the 21st century, basically to actually apply knowledge, not just to know knowledge. And so what we tried to do is step up to the plate and help fill in this void by having this go-to, one-stop online resource bank to make teaching and learning better, stronger, and deeper by teachers being able to share resources with each other and to have those resources peer-reviewed and to have them done in an easy-to-understand, easily accessible manner and for free to teachers, not just our members, but teachers across America.
And this Share My Lesson will be aligned with the new Common Core standards, which are in effect in New York and 44 other states. How will this be aligned with those, with that curriculum?
So what's happened is that we, before we went live, officially in July and unofficially in June, we had teachers from across America work with us on the initial resources that were being put on the site. And there are about 150,000 initial resources on the site. And I invite anyone who's listening to just go on to Share My Lesson, www.sharemylesson.com. Go on to it. See what I'm talking about. And so what's happened is that teachers who have been very involved in creating the Common Core and in using it already, we're helping us align the resources to the Common Core. Separate from that, we are working with the Governors Association and the groups that actually develop the Common Core to make sure that resources are more and more aligned, because we're making the commitment that these things, that are the resources on the site, at least those that are identified as aligned, really need to be aligned in the way in which teachers know and feel it, not the way that textbook publishers or somebody else will start marketing a pig and a poke, but, you know, real teachers saying that this really works for the new instructional shifts and the new core curriculum requirements that we are expected to do.
Is this interactive in the sense that teachers can talk to other teachers, talk to principals, sort of share war stories, for lack of a better term, about being in the classroom and how maybe one teacher can tell another teacher what they did to deal with that problem or that concern?
There are parts of the site that will enable teachers to talk with each other, and over the course of the next year, we will be putting more spaces on the site in terms of having that kind of community conversations. Right now, what is on the site is teachers being able to share resources with each other. And by it being peer-reviewed by teachers, the resources that really work will come up to the top. So it's a very easy-to-use site. It's a one-stop shopping, and it is for free for any educator that wants to use it. The sharing of resources, of best practices, of lesson plans. People thirst for this. They need this, and that's up on the site right now. Teachers will trust the site enough because no one's going to sell any private information from teachers. It is really simply a sharing of information, and when they have something that has really worked, they'll say, boy, I'm going to put this on Share My Lesson. And there are hundreds of thousands of resources on there already.
Tell us about some of the content providers that are giving content. Sesame Street, Oxfam, Green TV, Encyclopedia Britannica, and others.
So what's happening is that we are, just like our counterpart in Great Britain, which this site is a prototype of, we want to make sure that there's other resources that are available to teachers. And there's lots of content partners that have stepped up to the plate, like Sesame Street, like Encyclopedia Britannica. The gold standard of resource partners, where teachers know that if they use this material, they know that it is correct, they know it is robust, they know it is something that that kids will really relate to. So again, this is one-stop shopping for teachers. It's essentially a desktop for teachers. And frankly, I wish I had something like this when I was teaching in the classroom. I often remember getting up with a start at 4 o'clock in the morning saying, am I really prepared for the day? Do I have what I really want? Do I have a new idea that can actually help me spark the interest of my kids?